A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the presbyters about this decision. They were sent on their journey by the church and passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, telling of the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brethren. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, as well as by the apostles and the presbyters, and they reported what God had done with them. But some from the party of the Pharisees who had become believers stood up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and direct them to observe the Mosaic law." The apostles and the presbyters met together to see about this matter. The word of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes every branch away in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and you become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, of course, everybody has heard this gospel before, right? Last Sunday we had it. It was the gospel for Sunday. And so here again, I focused on then, remain in me and bearing fruit. But today I just want to focus on the last line, that you would glorify God by bearing much fruit and becoming disciples. Now again, a disciple means that I go and I get all my stuff from the master. So I sit at the feet of the master every day. I ask Jesus what he wants of me. I sit there and I develop the attitude of the master, that I start thinking the way Jesus thinks. And then I bring forth the master by the way I live. So people always ask the same question, "Sir or ma'am, I would like to see Jesus." And so our job is to show people Jesus, because we're disciples of him. He's not a disciple of us. So everybody I meet, I'm supposed to show them Jesus Christ. And Jesus is beyond what a lot of us would think, huh? In the first reading, you see that there's a fight that emerges in the early church. And it was a fight that should they circumcise or should they not? Now, who said they should circumcise? God. That was his command to Abraham. Now, all of a sudden, no, we don't need to circumcise people. The Pharisees got up and went nuts. Are you kidding me? God gave us this rule. Jesus is God. He goes deeper and he asks for a circumcision of our heart. So God is always calling us deeper. Some people want to cling to the past and cling to the rules and cling to this. We should cling to Jesus, period. And Jesus is alive. He didn't die 2,000 years ago and stay dead. He's alive, and he can still lead us. He can still guide us, and he can still say, I want you to look at me and the future, not yourself, your rules, or anything in the past. I am alive, and I will lead you. So let us glorify God our Father today by bearing the fruit of love and by being true disciples of Jesus Christ. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray. We pray as always for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops, all priests, all religious women and men. They would glorify the Father and truly be disciples of Jesus Christ, who is living and true. We pray to the Lord.